to my left. And Congressman, we were discussing in the last segment, as we started to get into some of the things that were going on with regards to January 6th, that there were FBI agents embedded with groups of veterans who were just basically wondering, hey, what's going on with our country? What's happening? And where we'd started to really dive into that discussion was, it's not illegal for them to be embedded with those groups. But there is a line that law enforcement is not allowed to cross with regards to instigation, setting people up, things of that nature. Entrapment, I think, is what we were looking at and talking about. Can you help walk us down the legal details of what that looks like?
Well, what the American people should reflect upon and investigate and research is, at what point does a legitimate law enforcement undercover investigation become unconstitutional entrapment of an American citizen? And that is a that's a solid question to be answered on a case by case basis. But when you have a woven connection of cases and a broad undercover operation covering many hundreds of online discussion groups where thousands and thousands of Americans were engaged in our First Amendment right to communicate just how pissed off we were about the oppressions of 2020 and the direction our nation was headed in. This evaluation of where legitimate law enforcement investigations becomes entrapment, this is where America has to realize that if there's a nefarious intent behind the initial investigations, even though on its surface it would appear to be, well, that's it, law enforcement does that all the time. But if there's nefarious intent, and ultimately those undercover embedded operations that are investigating the free communications of Americans and seeing, you know, determining if there's some domestic terrorist activity happening there, where normally we can look at, well, entrapment began the moment the embedded undercover agent introduced the idea of illegal actions within that thread. You really have to look beyond that, because if it was always his intention to embed himself to the point to plant that seed, then everything becomes fruit of that poisonous tree. Yeah. And that's what led us to the behaviors of January 6th, where these groups largely, when they gathered for after the 2020 election, where that was like the final straw for many Americans, we were witnessing the death of our republic, and we had one opportunity to redress that serious grievance in person at our Capitol, where we had been denied access for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We were not allowed to go to our own Capitol. We had one opportunity to gather and to legally and peacefully protest, and you had 95% of that massive crowd. It was bigger than the inauguration crowd. That's what Americans did. They peacefully protested and redressed grievance, and our grievance was quite serious. But insidiously embedded within those groups that had gathered in person for the first time were law enforcement assets, FBI agents, field agents, some Capitol Police officers, some intelligence agents, perhaps, but law enforcement assets embedded within the groups, and then embedded within the general crowd as little teams,
mm-hmm.
okay, that were not necessarily undercover agents that had been working inside the group for 6 or 8 or 10 months. And placed within the Capitol itself, dressed as Trump supporters, and
so
those were the guys.